Some legends are told, some turn to dust or to gold, but you will remember me. Remember me for centuries. Just one mistake is all it will take. We'll go down in history. Remember me for centuries.
Thought this was appropriate intro for our next guest, Sue Peck, Evolution Financial. Sue, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Jason. How are you?
I'm doing well. I know you got, you know, you enjoy some rock and some punk and things similar, right?
I do. A punk and a little bit of the industrial and get some prog rock in there. All over the place.
Love it. Okay, so we're talking with Sue Peck, our friend, Evolution Financial, one of the sponsors of the program. We appreciate that. You can check out her and her services over at evolutionfinplan.com. Sue, before we get to the business of the business, let's talk about Beer Rock, because I went over there for Eat Local, Give Local, got some great food, got some beer. You know, we tried three different Beer Rocks between my family members. It was pretty outstanding. Oh. And so your constant promotion of Beer Rock to me worked.
That's wonderful. I'll be going there this afternoon, actually. They're doing a fundraiser for Women's Medical Fund, so we are going over to enjoy a Beer Rock and some beverages.
And they also have an after party for the Magic Pride Fest tomorrow as well, so kind of tying in with the Northside activities. Got to love that. Northside businesses working together with events and activities up there. I know you're very passionate about the Northside. And before we talk about your business, tell people a little bit about your involvement with the NBA.
So the Northside Business Association has been a part of my life for, 5 or 6, maybe 7 years now. It's a great group. It's a great opportunity to do some networking with a lot of the other Northside businesses, but we also try and get that voice out there for people who feel like sometimes the Northside doesn't have the representation that we need in our public government. So we want to make sure that everybody who works and lives on the Northside has their voice heard. We're actually in the process of redoing our website right now, so we're really excited to start to put a new face out there and get a little bit more membership after the pandemic kind of took things down a little bit. People don't like being online as much. People like meeting in person. So we're going to try to get our numbers back up and bring in some new businesses, because the Northside has a lot of new businesses that we want to have represented.
Yeah, and I have to say, some incredible restaurant opportunities on the Northside as well. It was tough for me. I mean, I'm in the one little block area, and I'm looking at Kingdom and Beef Butter Barbecue and Beer Rock, and I'm like, I wish I could eat at all three, you know, but my stomach only has so much capacity, so we had to pick one. Sue, let's talk about your business here and how it's evolved and changed. So with Evolution, oh my gosh, this is that the best segue ever. Okay, so with Evolution Financial, you have been evolving, but you found, kind of with your background, with your take on things and the way you like to work with your customers, a really good opportunity to connect with people and help people that might be in kind of a difficult situation emotionally, dealing with a lot of transitions, who maybe have inherited money, and you can be a really good partner with them to help use that money well.
Absolutely. There are a lot of people who are going through some pretty rough transitions out there. Like you said, maybe they've lost a loved one and they've inherited some money, or perhaps they've gone through a divorce and they have a settlement after that, and they suddenly find themselves with this money that might actually have a lot of emotions connected to it. Plus, maybe they've never managed money before. They've never actually invested a lot of money before, and they have no idea what to do with this. I mean, on top of that, they're kind of frozen because there are a lot of emotions that are happening right there. And I've found that I really connect well with people who are going through a situation like that, because they need somebody that they can really talk to. They need somebody who's going to stop and really listen to what's happening in their life and what this money means to them. You know, a lot of people might look at that and say, okay, well, we have to get that invested. Well, maybe they're not at that point yet. You know, there's a lot of conversation that needs to happen before that happens. Maybe this money feels like their connection to the person that they lost. So they're not quite ready to actually just throw it into the market just yet. You know, you got to talk things through. And I really find that these are the kinds of conversations that people find a lot of value in, that we can have either over Zoom or I honestly prefer in my office, especially for things like this. But it's really something that you need to have that conversation.
We're talking with Sue Peck, owner, founder of Evolution Financial. The website is evolutionfinplan.com. And Sue, you're just such a compassionate human being. And I think in dealings like that, that's a really important quality to have. And again, this could be, you know, in certain situations, especially if it's an inheritance situation, this could be life-changing, life-altering money, right, for that individual. And so to take the time to understand their goals and needs and wants and work through the kind of the human side of it is critical to getting what you want as an end result.
Right. And oftentimes, you know, you're looking at a situation where it's, you know, possibly somebody who's inherited money from a parent, right? So they've lost a parent and they had no idea that this parent has had the kind of money that they did, because that parent had spent their entire life scrimping and saving and just not doing anything fun with their lives. And so then suddenly I have this person in my office who's saying, I don't want to live my life like that, but I don't know what I'm supposed to do. And those are definitely conversations we want to have, because that money was there and it's there to support the life that you want to live. So you're sitting there thinking about how this came from your father or your mother or whoever it might be, and thinking, I want to be like them, but I also want to live my life. So how do I manage all of these emotions that are happening right now? And what the heck am I supposed to do? Plus, there's all the rules around how much money do I need to take out on an annual basis? Do I need to take any? What does this mean for taxes? All of those questions are obviously out there as well. But the biggest part is, how are you going to have this money support the life that you want to live?
Talking with Sue Peck, owner, founder, Evolution Financial, the website evolutionfinplan.com. Sue, a friend of the show. Sue, one quick thing. We got about a minute before we got to run. But what did you think about, I know we talked about the NBA early on with you. What did you think about the other NBA and their decision to make such a concentrated effort so people can vote this year?
Oh my goodness, what a great idea. The fact that they're like, you know, don't watch us, don't come to see us. You have a much bigger thing that you need to be doing today. You go and you do that. Like, that is brilliant. And I would love to see more businesses do the same thing, saying, hey, you know what? If we can let you not come into work today so you can have the chance to vote, you go out and you do that. So I would love to see this start spreading around among more businesses that are out there.
Keep an eye on her. It's Sue Peck, Evolution Financial. Maybe someday she'll be connected to both NBAs. We don't know. Sue, you have a great Saturday and weekend, okay?
Thank you. You too.
We'll be back after the break.